other Sahaba, and who had gone past there was Hazrat Salman, Abu Sufyan. At that time was not a Muslim, so he had come. So these Sahaba, they said that the swords of Allah have not taken their due right from the enemy of Allah. This is how they addressed him. The sword of Allah has not taken its due right from the enemy of Allah, referring to Abu Sufyan. Now see how straight they said it. They said what they needed to say. They said it straight, as blunt as it can get, that the sword of Allah hasn't taken yet its due right from the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was also there. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, do you make such a statement to the leader and a senior person of the Quraysh? This man is a senior person of the Quraysh. He's the leader of the Quraysh. And you people are making such a statement to him. Now what Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was thinking, that if some type of respect be shown to this person, inshallah he'll accept Islam. And if he accepts Islam, then it will be a great boost to the Muslims that the leader of the Quraysh has accepted Islam. This was a thought that went through Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's mind. And therefore he told them, that are you people saying this to this man when he is the leader of the Quraysh? Now Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was a very, very, very great personality. The greatest person after Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Everything he did, we learn from here, he did with mashwara. One lesson we take from here is everything we do it with mashwara. There's some senior person, somebody we can make mashwara with, we can refer to. It is of great benefit. Now he said this, immediately he thought himself, maybe I said the wrong thing. Maybe I said the wrong thing. So what's the right thing for me to do? Go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make mashwara, tell him this is what I did. Did I do the right thing or did I do the wrong thing? So this is what he did. When a person has this in his life, all the time he'll be corrected. And all the time when he's corrected, then it will help him find some direction in life. To make mashwara with one person. Not that person just goes willy-nilly on the Google, on the YouTube and takes whatever he wants. No, he makes mashwara with one person. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told him what happened. So beautiful. First thing we learn is you go and you give karguzari. This is what happened. This is what I did. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guide me. Tell me, did I do the right thing or did I do the wrong thing? This is what they had said and this is what I had said. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, oh Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, perhaps you displeased them. And if you displeased them, you displeased Allah Ta'ala. In other words, these people were poor people. They were non-Arabs. They had no social standing. But they had standing in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. They had great standing in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. These were Muslims and you told them that they were low in public eye, but showing us that with Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't matter whether your lineage is Arab or non-Arab, or you are from a rich person or a poor person. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, what did he have? Nothing, absolutely nothing. They were poor Sahaba. But yet, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, perhaps you displease them, and if you displease them, you displease Allah Ta'ala. So now look at the humility of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was corrected. He could have justified his stance. No, I was thinking that Hazrat Abu Sufyan, if he accepted Islam, then he could have justified in so many ways. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected him, what did he do? Immediately he grabbed onto the correction. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is correcting me, my senior is correcting me, my senior is telling me what is right, what is wrong. Immediately let me grab it and let me move. And see, look at the humility of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When he heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went immediately back to these Sahaba. Who were non-Arabs and the others that were there with them. So he went to them and he said, oh my brothers, I have displeased you. So they replied, no, you didn't displease us. So he went to ask them, have I displeased you? That, in other words, did I cause you people any type of displeasure? That's what he went and asked them. So they replied, no, and then they made dua for him. They said, may Allah Ta'ala forgive you, O our brother. Look at the beauty. May Allah Ta'ala forgive you, O our brother. This was the love that Sahaba had. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So there's many lessons to be learned from here. One is that the pious people always try and benefit from the company. Normally we want to keep circles. The person generally keep circles of the rich, of the prominent, the influential, the well-known. But the circles that we should be keeping is the circle of the poor and the pious. Those that are linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, if they're given wealth also, there's no problem. But the main thing is their connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't be looking to see whether they got connections with the government or whether they got connections in other departments. And that doesn't matter. Whether a person has got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is a very great day in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. We should try and increase in amal and also at the same time, we should try and avoid any type of guna. In these great moments, in great times, and great places, sawab is enhanced and also gunas are enhanced. In other words, for example, a person in the Haram Sharif and he commits one sawab or he commits one good deed and it's multiplied 100,000 times. He commits one bad deed, that bad deed is also multiplied 100,000 times. So in these good days also, the sawab is multiplied. Allah Ta'ala increases it. Allah Ta'ala loves the amal that are done, the good actions that are done in these days. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also hates the wrong that is done. So we should be very careful that we don't get involved in any type of guna. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.